Hare Krishna. Envy is degrading, esteem is ennobling. Envy is a typical human reaction that comes when we see somebody better endowed or possessing more things than us. So although this may be a typical reaction, it is not a necessary reaction. We can choose a healthier alternative, and that is esteem. Somebody has something more than us, then we can respect that person. Okay, that person has been given more. So how can we choose this? It's not easy when especially somebody whom we feel is at an equal level to us. That person has more gifts than us. It may seem that our mind just naturally goes towards envy. That's why our emotions have to be controlled and regulated and directed by our intelligence. So by contemplating the consequences of envy and of esteem, we can choose the right emotion. And our intelligence can be strengthened by spiritual wisdom. So the Bhagavad Gita explains that actually everything opulent and attractive in this world is a spark of Krishna's splendor. In 10.41, Krishna says, Yad yad vibhuti matsattvam shri madurjitam evava tatta devava gachattvam mamatejom shisambhava. So, yad yad vibhuti matsattvam, yad yad vibhuti, whatever extraordinary things are present in this world, shri madurjitam, opulent, beautiful, they are mamatejom shisambhava. They are a spark of my splendor, Krishna says. So, when we understand this connection, when between the things of this world and between Krishna, and between them and Krishna, then when we see somebody having some gifts, we can think, oh, if this person is so talented, how much more talented Krishna will be? So we can say, okay, it's Krishna who has given a spark of his splendor to this person. So instead of feeling envious of that person, we can think, okay, this person has been given gifts. Let me see how the person is using the gifts. Let me learn from that person. Let me follow in the footsteps of that person. And that way I can become elevated. And even if that is not possible for me in some situation, maybe some people are so talented that it's not possible for us to go in that direction. Still, that talent itself, that wealth itself, that beauty itself, whatever it is that is causing envy, that in and of itself doesn't bring any happiness. What brings happiness is one's inner connection with Krishna. So even if we don't have the capacity for acquiring certain material things, still, we do have the capacity to develop our inner connection with Krishna by loving and serving Him. And by that, we can experience happiness. So that ultimately is the goal of life. So that's why what a devotee can do is that by recognizing that envy is degrading, what will envy do? It will fill me with negativity. It will make me want to harm others. And in the process of wanting to harm others, I'll be harming myself because I'll be cultivating base thoughts. I'll be cultivating my own lower side, and that will defile me. But instead, if I see the good in others and see the connection of that good with Krishna, with God, then what will happen is by that, the good side of me will be developed. In fact, the best side of me will be developed. The soul, spiritual nature will unmanifest, will manifest, and my latent qualities will come through. And with respect to whether I develop the specific qualities which I see in others, I may or may not. If I do, it's quite likely I may if I practice it, if I strive for it. And then it will be wonderful. Even if I don't have it, still, the purpose of whatever talents, qualities, possessions, resources, all of them is to ultimately use them for the glorification of God, for the service of others, and for our own ultimate well-being. So that we can do even with little or with more, whatever we have. And that way, we can keep progressing forward. And by cultivating esteem towards others and towards Krishna, who is manifesting through these others' admirable qualities, we can bring out the best in ourselves. Thank you. Hare Krishna.